Concours Écricom 2013, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 13. Hispanic pregnancies fall in the U.S. Hispanic women in the United States, who have generally had the highest fertility rates in the country, are choosing to have fewer children. Both immigrant and native-born Latinas had steeper birth rate declines from 2007 to 2010 than other groups, including non-Hispanic whites, blacks, and Asians, a drop some demographers and sociologists attribute to changes in the views of many Hispanic women about motherhood. As a result, in 2011, the American birth rate hit a record low, with 63 births per 1,000 women ages 15 to 44, led by the decline in births to immigrant women. The national birth rate is now about half of what it was during the baby boom years, when it peaked in 1957 at 122.7 births per 1,000 women of childbearing age. The decline in birth rates was steepest among Mexican-American women and women who immigrated from Mexico. This has reversed a trend in which immigrant mothers accounted for a rising share of births in the United States. In 2010, birth rates among all Hispanics reached their lowest level in 20 years. The sudden drop-off, which coincided with the onset of the recession, suggests that attitudes have changed since the days when older generations of Latinos prized large families and more closely followed Roman Catholic teachings, which forbid artificial contraception. Interviews with young Latinas, as well as reproductive health experts, show that the reasons for deciding to have fewer children are many, involving greater access to information about contraceptives and women's health, as well as higher education. Also, the decisions were made amid a sputtering economy, which interviewees said weighed heavily on their minds. Latinos suffered larger percentage declines in household wealth than white, black, or Asian households from 2005 to 2009. And their rates of poverty and unemployment also grew more sharply after the recession began. Prolonged recessions do produce dips in the birth rate, but a drop as large as Latinos have experienced is atypical, said William H. Frey, a sociologist and demographer at the Brookings Institution. It is surprising, Mr. Frey said, when you hear about a decrease in the birth rate, you don't expect Latinos to be at the forefront of the trend. But to Mr. Frey, the decrease has signaled much about the aspirations of young Latinos to become full and permanent members of the upwardly mobile middle class, despite the challenges posed by the struggling economy. According to research by the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Health, the overwhelming majority of Latinas have used contraception at some point in their lives, but they face economic barriers to consistent use. Latinas still experience unintended pregnancy at a higher rate than non-Hispanic whites. And while the share of births to teenage mothers has dropped over the past two decades for all women, the highest share of births to teenage mothers is still among native-born Hispanics.